Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today, talking about the website beefbasis.com in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Joining us once again today, Dr. Lynn Tonzer. One of the websites that Dr. Tonzer works on a regular basis is beefbasis.com. It's a decision support tool for America's beef producers. A lot of information on there regarding market data, whether you're talking about beef trade, you're talking about the feedlot trade, you're talking about stocker cattle. All these various bits of information are on there in one place. And there's a lot of excellent calculators and forecasting tools that are on there as well. One of them looks at the value of gain when you're backgrounding cattle. And Dr. Tonzer says it's an excellent tool to help you determine when is the optimum time to go ahead and take those animals to market.
Yeah, so whether you're a cow-calf producer just interested in backgrounding or a commercial stocker, you're operating basically a margin enterprise, and you have to compare the value of additional weight gain with what it costs you to put those additional pounds on. And this beefbasis.com resource is focused on giving you basically futures market-based projections of the value of gain. I have two different scenarios here just to give people context. And again, I was trying to call this resource, raise it on the radar of different listeners. Say you have a 725-pound yearling in your possession now, and you're contemplating whether to sell it currently or maybe hold it until the first week of May. If you hold it, let's say it's going to be 50 pounds heavier, which as an aside would be about an average daily gain of 1.7. At the moment, this beef basis resource, which is tied to the feeder cattle futures market, is suggesting the value of those additional pounds would be $69 for 100 pounds, and actually you're only putting 50 pounds on. So you would have to compare that with your own cost. Now, if you could put on weight for less than $69 per 100 pounds, it might be advantageous if you can tolerate the risk to do it. If not, that's a signal you could go on and sell because it's going to cost you more than it's worth to put the pounds on.
Mm-hmm.
Looking further out to this coming fall, which might be of more interest to a bigger bulk of our listeners, is if you circle back to that fall weaning scenario I talked about a minute ago, if you're going to have something in the last week of September and you're interested in maybe putting 100 pounds on before Christmas, so it'll be a slower rate of gain, the current value of gain for that is being projected about $56 per 100 weight. Both of those value of gain numbers are lower than we've seen in the past, and that's consistent with just a general pullback in the feeder cattle market. The point here would be is use this resource to get an estimate of what it's worth to put pounds on, do your own pencil pushing to figure out what cost you to put them on, and then figure out if you want to do that.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer talking about one of the forecasting tools, the value of gain forecasting tool that is on the beefbasis.com website. Whole host of forecasting tools, a lot of market data. There's a ration and cost calculator, financial tools as well, and a lot of information where you can look at the big national picture or drill down to a very specific location. You've got the Beef Buzz. I'm Ron.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle's first annual bull and female sale. It's April 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. The sale features registered Angus and registered Sim Angus, 18-month-old bulls, tested and ready for service, and the bulls were developed right here on the ranch. Females are AI-bred and ultrasound safe in calf. For more information, call Billy Hall at 918-244-0154 or go to the website at www.cclcattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.